Hello, family. Are you ready to uncover a big secret that has been my guiding light in understanding Kometa physics? This simple strategy will help you to tap into your soul-level operating system and navigate life experiences with more confidence than ever before. So brace yourself for an aha moment. Before we dive into today's topic, let's take a quick look back at our journey so far. In our first video, we explore the concept of Kometa physics as a systematic path to tap you into your soul-level operating system and its role in helping you to find your unique, authentic space. In the second video, we grounded the idea of thoughts becoming things and how it is expressed not in words but in the symbolism of Osiris in ancient Kemet. We delved deeper into the soul, or Ka, its creative power, and its personification as Osiris. If you haven't watched these videos yet, I strongly recommend you do. They are foundational to understanding today's big secret. Now, are you ready for the big reveal? The number one strategy that has transformed my understanding of Kometa physics is what I call living my Ah. A big part of this is about achieving psychological balance and facing fears without losing your mental equilibrium. Life happens, and there are times that things will throw you off balance. One of the biggest myths around spirituality is that you reach a certain level and you should no longer be afraid, feel the pain of relationships, or the fear of not having enough money to pay your bills. It's just a few examples. But that's not true. Every level you move to in any area of your life will have a new set of challenges. It's part of the human journey. But the systematic tools and processes of Kometa physics will work at all levels and areas of your journey through life. The ancient Kemetians were the first to begin mapping the psychological journey that we all go through. One way they did this was to symbolize the role that the soul plays in our life journey through the mythological story of the Bark of Ra into the underworld. In the mythological journey of the Bark of Ra, Osiris is the soul that Ra merges with in the underworld, also what we know as the physical life on Earth. Osiris, as the archetype for the soul, was the central character in the mythological journey with his nemesis, the snake Apophis. Why a snake? Because snakes often shed their skin or outer covering. Just like the snakes shedding their skin, symbolically, our fears can have the same energy and vibration, but also have many different coverings or come in different forms. This type of knowledge was revolutionary back then. For the most part, we can grasp the simple concepts. But Kometa physics will help you systematically address the different experiences that happen in your life. That's the power of it. There is no guesswork, confusing concepts, or nebulous ideas to try to figure out. Just simple, systematic tools and processes for you to use in your daily life that will tap you into your soul-level operating system. Next, a simple tool that has profound implications for personal growth and self-discovery. Intriguing, isn't it? Now, here's your assignment and tool for you to use. This is a simple way to practice my art for balancing your emotions. It's so simple, you might wonder, is that it? Yes, these tools were designed to be simple in the face of any storm or life challenge. So here you go. For the next couple of days, I want you to practice living my art. Whenever you face a challenging situation or feel fearful, angry, or any heightened emotion about something that throws you off balance, remind yourself of the balance Ma'at represents. When you're feeling anxious, for example, turn your attention to your inner self and say these three simple words: all is well. When you bring yourself back to the present moment mentally, it will shift you immediately into a calmer state. Here's the breakdown of why it works. In those moments, we are usually dealing with anxiety as opposed to fear. What's the difference? Anxiety is when you project something mentally into the past or future that makes you afraid. Fear is a real and present danger, like a wild dog that is about to attack you. When you are dealing with anxiety about bills, your job, loved ones, etc., it is usually projecting an event that has yet to happen or has already passed. All is well in the moment. It brings you back to in the moment of now and balances your emotions. You can repeat it 100 times a day if needed. I know because I've had to use it that much in some phases of my life in the past. There's a lot more that we'll delve into through Kometaphysics about tapping into the moment of now that will powerfully and positively transcend so many limiting beliefs about yourself as a soul having a human experience. But see how this simple tool to shift your mindset can make a huge difference in your daily life? Again, this simple tool is grounded in ancient metaphysical knowledge. When you use it, it takes the guesswork out and gives you confidence. If you find this tool helpful, then you're going to love our upcoming online program, Kometaphysics, Soul Level Operating System. The program will be packed with many more such insights and practical strategies. We'll explore topics like the connection between Ma'at and Osiris, the soul, how understanding the ancient concepts of Ptah, Horus, and Set will help you deal with shadow work, navigate life experiences confidently, and much more. These ancient concepts will ground these ideas into a tangible philosophical foundation that you can then build on. So, keep an eye out for when signups begin. In our next video, I'll share the complete plan from beginning to end that you can follow to live Ma'at. It's the roadmap that will guide you every step of the way on your journey towards self-discovery and spiritual growth. This will go way beyond the repackaged religious ideas of the 42 Negative Confessions of Ma'at. You won't want to miss this, so stay tuned. Thank you for joining us in this exciting journey into the realm of Kometaphysics. Remember, living Ma'at is not about understanding a concept. It's about transforming your life. So are you ready to embrace this transformation? I'll see you in the next video.